from KSRO, KSRO.com, and the KSRO app, available for download at the App Store and Google Play. This is continuing coverage of the coronavirus emergency.
Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. My name is Michelle Marquis. I'm here in the KSRO studio live. It's Sunday, 12:06, and we appreciate you being here as we give you further updates on the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's affecting us right here in Sonoma County. Joining me now on the KSRO live line is Dr. Sundari Mace, our Sonoma County Health Officer. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Mace.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So something new that started this weekend is the drive-through testing. Can you tell us all about this, how it works, and who's being tested?
So this is a new testing service that we've begun offering, and it's because we now have the resources to do so. So the disease control program is screening people in priority categories. I'm going to mention those in just a second in order a priority at the Chenate Lab parking lot location. We've set up a testing area where three cars at a time can drive in and be tested in a drive-through process with our PHNs, that's public health nurses, staffing the site. So right now, we're asking that all healthcare workers, whether they're symptomatic or asymptomatic, call to make an appointment for testing. And we'll get an appointment, and we're trying to do 200 people today also. I think yesterday we actually tested close to 250 persons who came through. Mm-hmm. The tests will all be sent to UCSF for processing, and also some may be processed at our lab. The turnaround time will be about 72 hours for results, and we'll be notifying all people what their status is. And we're hoping in this sense to get an idea of whether there's persons out there that are healthcare workers that are asymptomatic that actually do have COVID. And so I think it'll be a good surveillance project. It's also really great to identify folks that then need to be isolated and then their contact can be quarantined. So we will continue this service until we get through all the healthcare workers. Then we will go to first responders. And after that, to people over 65 who are symptomatic, because those are the most vulnerable of the population and people with underlying medical conditions. Then we'll go to infrastructure workers like people who work for utilities, the court system, et cetera, who are symptomatic. And then hopefully soon we'll be able to start offering this testing to anybody in the community who's symptomatic.
Okay. Now, can you further define healthcare workers? This is can be a broad category. So who do you mean specifically when you talk about healthcare workers?
Actually, we are defining healthcare workers as those persons who come into contact with patients. That's really the push here. So it could be doctors, nurses, medical assistants, front desk staff that may come into contact with patients. Janitorial staff, people who are cleaning, you know, all of these people actually would be prioritized for testing. But we are wanting to focus really on people who come into contact with patients. So that's the key. And this would include people who work in skilled nursing facilities, urgent care clinics, hospitals, really all those persons, but not in-home service providers that are, say, for example, taking care of their own family members, because we really want to get the people who are more likely to be exposed to COVID.
Right, right. So it's that priority of how much exposure as a healthcare worker you've had, and that would sort of let you know, okay, I'm one of those people who need to be tested right now.
That's right.
Okay. What about people who work in pharmacies? Are these, if they're interacting with the public, are those people considered a healthcare worker?
Yeah, so here's a further list of people: respiratory therapists, phlebotomists, lab workers, technicians, in-facility pharmacy staff, social workers, counselors that are working in healthcare facilities, front desk, intake staff, dietitians, housekeeping, janitorial staff, and security working in healthcare facilities. In addition, of course, to medical staff such as nurses, nursing assistants, and doctors. And the number to call is 707-565-4667. Again, 707-565-4667. There'll be somebody on the line that will find out what kind of healthcare worker you are and ask whether you're symptomatic or not, and take another few little demographic questions, like how to reach you, and then schedule you for an appointment if you are a healthcare worker.
Okay. All right. Very good. And we will post that phone number when we post this interview as well at KSRO.com. So if you didn't have a chance to write that down, no worries. We'll have that on KSRO.com as well. Is that also the information, the list that you went through, as well as the phone number to call, is that on the county website?
Yes. And it's gone out in a press release and through all kinds of social media channels as well.
Okay, great. We just want to make sure that people have access to that information. Now, you mentioned that it's going to take about 72 hours to get results, and we just started this weekend. So should we sort of keep in mind, as the public who's looking at our numbers of confirmed cases, of active cases, should we be preparing ourselves for, say, Wednesday or so to start seeing an increase, or do you anticipate no increase?
I think we will see cases because our data so far shows that up to one-third of persons with COVID are asymptomatic. So if that is the case, I would think that we'd be picking up more persons with COVID, since our healthcare workers are probably the one group that's most at risk for COVID. So if we see spikes in cases, it would be expected. And it's the same as the testing of contacts that we've been doing for the past 2.5 weeks, and that has explained how we've had increases in cases, like 22 cases Thursday. Of those 22, 20 were actually contacts to cases.
Okay, right. Now, if we do see a rise in cases, especially with people who are asymptomatic, they don't know that they have COVID-19, what is the plan? These are people that we really need. They're essential workers. Do we have a plan to sort of remove those people from the healthcare system? And then what do we do as a backup?
Well, the really good news is that once diagnosed with COVID, people only need to be isolated for 7 days if they're asymptomatic. If they have symptoms, they need to be isolated for at least 7 days, followed by 3 days of having no fever without taking fever-lowering medications. So even if we do diagnose many healthcare workers or some number of healthcare workers with COVID, hopefully they'll only be out of the workforce for that week if they're asymptomatic.
Okay. I do want to talk to you a little bit about the tests. Now, this is something that I'm sure Sonoma County has wanted to be able to do, this drive-through testing, this increased testing. How did we get the tests, and how many tests do we have right now, and what's our sort of short-term outlook for getting more tests?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place now. We're able to get the swabs that we've been talking about that have been shortaged simply by getting them on Amazon. I was able to find a site to order 10,000 tests from, and then we have an additional 2,600 we've ordered through a different site, and then we have an order for 100,000 swabs in through more of the usual routes of ordering from a supplier. And I wanted to also say that the state of California is setting up testing now in all the counties. So by May 4th, the state will also be working with us to set up a testing site separate from our testing site.
Oh, wow.
So I think we're going to see a lot more testing.
That's excellent. Okay, very good. Because really that does seem to be one of the things that you would need to know, have increased testing so that you can make more educated decisions about when to open or loosen shelter-in-place orders.
Exactly.
Now, we do have our shelter-in-place order that currently is set to end on May 3rd. Can you tell us anything about that and whether that might change?
Yeah, we're going to be releasing our plans for the shelter-in-place order this week, so stay tuned, and you'll have all the updated information on shelter-in-place and on the parks order. We are, I think we've already indicated to the general public that we are going to be having a soft opening of the park so that people can go back in and enjoy the parks with social/physical distancing and facial coverings. And we're going to see how that goes. So I think stay tuned this week for the soft opening of the parks that would allow people to go back into nature and get some peace in the parks.
Right. But some of those things are still going to have limitations, such as being able to bring your face mask with you if you get close to other people. Right. So you've got your facial covering. And then what about places that have like a lot of high traffic, like playgrounds and things like that?
Yeah, we're going to not have playgrounds be open, because that would be the kind of situation where we might not be able to really practice the physical distancing or social distancing. And so there will be limitations, and people really should wear their facial coverings coming into the park. And I would advise that if you go to your local park and it's lots of people there and it doesn't seem like you can keep yourself and your family safe, then maybe you should come back at another time when it seems like there's less people there. Because the last thing you want is to have, you know, large crowds again together in one place. We want to really try to do this in a nice, systematic way where we're all safe.
Yes. And also neighborhood walks, still totally fine, even as the parks are going to be opened up and also encouraged. There's beautiful flowers that are blooming all around my neighborhood right now. I'm finding out a lot about the gardens of my neighbors, so it's very fun.
Yeah.
All right.
I encourage that. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we will not keep you any longer. We do appreciate you giving us this weekend update, and we'll stay tuned with the county to find out adjustments to the shelter in place order and then also specifics about parks opening. Thank you so much.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That is our Sonoma County Health Officer, Dr. Sundari Mace. We're going to take a quick break and come back. Fifth District Supervisor Linda Hopkins is waiting on the line and will give us some further information. You're listening to this COVID-19 update here on KSRO.